Johnny, it's good to see you. Peyton Ford, Lisa, we got Andy on there with us. I don't know if JR is going to join or not, but let's go ahead and get started. You know, as you know, I always like to begin these calls with, all right, any new discoveries, any success stories, anything on your mind that you want to share with me before we get started on our program for today?
I guess I'll speak just because that's what I do. we had another great session last Thursday. Peyton came down and we dove into our the mini me folders, how we want to set that up. We've got that going on. I've cracked into my scheduling tool and got some clients on the schedule and trying to get them geared up for the calls that we, you know, will be making. We're starting October the 1st. That's our first day of calls. We just decided that we should to kind of benchmark it on the first of a month. And we're going to tackle it that way and see how it goes. So we're excited. We needed Peyton is a good taskmaster. He keeps us on point with our what we're trying to do. And we were always pretty productive on those days that we all three together, so.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. You're making some progress there. So that's wonderful. Anybody else want to chime in on anything? New discoveries, successes, or anything that's on your mind as we get ready to get into today's material? Okay.
Good. I think that was a pretty big thing that we got done.
Peyton's actually picking, he's packed up his office from the Columbia office. He's going to move up to the Greenville area, even though he won't be allowed to go into the office. So we look forward to sometime, it'll probably be 2021 before we all actually get in the office together. And I feel like that will be a good,
bringing the team, together. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, my hat is off to you for, what you've had to go through and deal with this pandemic. I think you're doing a fantastic job. So, let's go into, this chapter 9. I slowed it up just a tad bit to make sure you digested everything. Chapter 8 was, building meaningful client relationships and then looking at these templates for monthly calls and creating these agendas and preparing, for your calls and the executive summary. Any questions on those items at this point? You know, is it understood? Do you feel comfortable with it at this point? What do you think?
Well, our first goal. We got things in place.
Okay, you might move closer to the mic.
Yeah, I just said it feels like our firstborn. You know, we're not quite sure we know what to do with it, but we know what it is and what it'll do for the clients and for us. So
okay.
One day at a time.
Yeah, so you're going to be setting up, these phone appointments or Zoom calls. Remember, there's four things you're going to do. You're going to provide a personal update. Look, I got an agenda before we get started. You know, is there anything you want to discuss? That's going to be your routine on every call. You're going to provide them with a brief portfolio summary. We've got a few minutes today. I want to know, I've been executing on our plan and your portfolio is up 5%. Give them something that they can be excited about. Then you're going to talk about one of your agenda topics, the topic of the month. So think about October. You know, we're coming toward year end. We've got, an election looming. People are kind of wanting to know what might be happening. So, you're going to give them an update. You might even talk about tax minimization strategies. to get them thinking about that, because they only have October, November, and December, for the most part, to kind of get some things in order. And then you're going to always kind of conclude with, you know, what did you get out of our meeting today? What did you value today? Get them to give you some feedback on what they thought was the most important things for them. So you're going to do that on your regular phone appointments. You're going to do it on your quarterly phone reviews, except they'll be a little bit longer and involve an educational topic. And then you're going to do it on your plan update or reviews. So that's what you're going to do. And after every review, that's going to give you an opportunity to utilize that BIPSA referral model, because that's going to be the key to growing our business. You know, we spend a lot of time helping you, you know, get organized. And this next phase, which is going on now, is how do we grow from here? How do we get the growth out of our practice? Okay. Then when we got into week 9, which we barely kind of touched on, it's the transition to acquisition. This is a very, very important chapter. You'll be kind of going back and forth on this one for the long haul, okay? The Supernova model for acquisition and building your pipeline is this concept called 96-4-2-2-1. Now, what does that mean? That means the 90-day free look. That means having 6 centers of influence per financial advisor. And that means 4 member mastermind group, which we haven't talked about a lot, 2 community boards, 2 niche markets, 1 social media networking strategy, and that BIPSA model, which is asking the introduction question. So let's look at that. We've covered the 90-day free look. We've covered the 6 COIs pretty well. We've covered niche markets, and we've covered the BIPSA model and the COIs. I, for one, think that that's probably kind of enough. I want to make mention of these other things so that you can recognize them, but I can't have you out there trying to implement 10 things in terms of client acquisition. I need you to get really, really good at just a few. And the few I recommend is the 90-day free look, the 6 COIs, your niche markets, and the BIPSA model, okay? So those are the things that we do. Now, as you look at the math, if you have now 100 clients and you ask each of them for a personal introduction to a qualified prospect in every in-person meeting, or virtual meeting, that's going to give you 200 prospects. You've educated your client about your targets, the asset levels, and the type of people you're looking to work with via the screens we did all the way back in chapter 1. Now, if you have 6 COIs and you get 1 introduction every time you meet with them, okay, that could be 72 COI introductions. The mastermind group, if you create one of those and you get 4 introductions from your mastermind group on an annual basis, that's another 16. And if you receive 10 introductions a year from your two niche markets, you now have 20. Okay. You got more than enough prospects. Okay. And if your close rate on personal introductions is what I think it is, which is somewhere between 85 and 90%, you're almost rebuilding a book of business in a year. That's how we get to doubling your practice in an 18 to 24 month time frame. Okay. So what'll happen is you're not going to have room for all the clients. So you're always going to be doing this stair step to the stars, raising your targets. Okay. Because there's only a finite number of people that you can execute with on the concept of 12-4-2, right? So if you just work on three of the concepts that we're talking about, you're going to have more than enough prospects. Okay. And I told you I've got a person at Morgan Stanley went from 1.7 million to 2.2 million during this pandemic. Okay. Creating a 6 COIs. Okay. So that's what the outlook is, for you. And you're going to educate the clients and make sure that you get, qualified prospects. Now, any questions on the 90-day free look? Any questions on centers of influence and what they're designed to do? Okay. Any questions on developing your niche markets? Okay. All right. Let's talk about this mastermind group. Mastermind groups, did I ever send you, this PDF I had on mastermind groups? How to form and develop a mastermind group. I found online a really, really interesting, article on how to do this in addition to what we coach on in Supernova.
But you did. I don't think that I got it. Probably, I'm looking right now.
Yeah. I would suggest that you now take a good look at that. Okay. So here's the thing. When you form a mastermind group, what it is it's a group of folks that mutually want to help each other build their practices. Okay. So that's one of the criteria. There's this mutual interest in supporting everyone to grow their business. So, you can't invite anybody into your mastermind group that doesn't have that. So let's talk about the way that this would work. So let's say you find a CPA that you enjoy working with. He's interested in growing his practice of business owners. You're interested in growing your practice of business owners. And so you're going to come together and talk about how you can help each other. And you're going to talk to him about Supernova and what you do. And he's going to tell you about his practice. You're going to introduce him to your team. And he's going to introduce you to his team. And you're going to agree that you're going to work together exclusively to help each other grow in a referral scenario. Now, once you have that straight, you're going to meet once a month. Generally, ex-pandemic, you're going to meet for dinner and have a good time. Tell me about your practice. What's going on? Got anybody new lately? Tell them about your practice, what you have going on. Create an agenda. of some specific things you want to talk about. Rotate the leadership. Have him come up and lead the next meeting. Okay. Now the two of you are going to decide who the next person's going to be, which is the third person in the mastermind group. And you both agreed that we don't need another CPA, but it might be nice to have an estate planning attorney in the mix. Okay. So you come together, mutually discuss how we help each other grow. You have an agenda. You talk about it. So now you've got three in your mastermind group. The three of you decide now who that fourth person should be. You put out your recommendations and you might even everybody might make a phone call by way of introduction. And, you put the fourth person in there. Now that fourth person might run a auto dealership. It might be a dentist. In other words, a person who comes in contact with lots of people. It could be the president of the Rotary or an association or group. It could be a doctor with a professional corporation. And in that professional corporation, they got a urologist, they got a cardiologist. They got a radiologist in there. They got an internist in there. And all of these folks got people coming in left and right. So you get that one doctor in there. And now you've got your mastermind group. Okay? And you're all working for the good of each other. Now, let's look aside. Let's say I was forming a different mastermind group. Or would you want to have me in your mastermind group? You say, well, this is a business consultant, but who's in his network? Okay, he's got a nationwide fraternity with about 6,000 members. He's in a master in business administration association with 7,000 members. He's on the former board of a Y, the former on the board of All Children's Hospital. So he's got connections there. And then he's got all these financial advisors. So if you weren't in that business, you'd probably want to tap into that network. So what I'm saying is you can find business consultants, that might be very good in your mastermind group or center of influence. So those are the kinds of folks that you want to have. And that's how the mastermind group ought to work. Now, if you've got this thing going on at every meeting, and someone comes to the meeting with just one referral name, you walk away at every meeting with three names, okay? And they make personal introductions. Remember, don't just give me a business card. You got to teach them the process because they're not, wired the way you are. And if you do it that way, well, guess what? One meeting, 12 times a year, three names at each meeting. You're pulling off 36 new personal introductions a year. That's fantastic. And if you only work with 50% of them, that's 50 new relationships that are meeting your monthly target. And you're educating your mastermind group on who that target is. So that's why Lisa, that's why the calendar, the prospects, personal introductions have to be managed so critically. Your business would have the potential to accelerate to 1.5 million to 2 million to 2.5 million in a 2 to 3 year time frame fairly easily.
Okay. All right. Well, Curtis, as far as I know, you know, we've read a lot of and studied a lot about the COIs, which we have identified, you know, for Peyton and Johnny for the most part. But with that COI, would you have one of those in a mastermind?
I would get different people for the mastermind group than the COIs. Centers of influence may or may not be clients. People in the mastermind group may or may not be clients, but most likely they might be. But they might be people, once you get them started, somebody might bring somebody into the network. Now, but that answers your question on COIs. Now, there's a person in Texas for the longest. Her name was Dodie Frost. She started a mastermind group, and guess what? It got up to 24 people that met for breakfast every Saturday morning. So you can imagine the number of referrals that came into her practice. So here's a person that really exclusively worked the mastermind group. Now, there was a guy out in Oregon, and actually just recently moved to Texas. But all he did was work the VIPSA model and went from 1 million to over 2 million just working the VIPSA referral model. So if you choose to work one, I think you should work at least three, but we want you to understand the benefits of all of them in terms of how it can help accelerate your practice. Okay? All right. So allow these people in these networks, educate them on the type of client you're looking for, the asset levels that they have. I always said that I like to have clients that had a love of family, okay, and they had a lot of needs. So I could do the financial planning. I could do the estate planning. I could work on tax minimization strategies. I could create things for kids. You know, so I tended to like that type of client. A lot of needs, easy to make decisions, and business owners. Those were my two. Okay. So when you create this, you're going to take all your prospects that you get and you're going to put them on the 90-day free look. I want to give you some exposure to how we work, and I want to treat you as a client for the next 30 days or 90 days. But if you close them in 2 weeks, that's fine. But you're going to give them the treatment of Supernova during that time. Okay. Let's see. There's a five-step process in converting someone to a COI. You know, so just very briefly, the first meeting, you're going to give them a folder with all of your team's contact information. The second meeting, things are going well. You're going to plan the meeting in their office. But you're going to be doing this virtually. So, you know, you're going to explain that. The third meeting, you want to be inviting them to meet your team. The fourth meeting, you want to teach them how to use the enthusiastically endorsed model. And the fifth meeting is when you have your first monthly meeting with an agenda, and ideally, an introduction. for them. Okay. So that's how you're going to kind of set up your COI meetings. Okay. All right. And we've covered the niche market in great detail. Without jumping too far ahead, let's talk about what's in week number 10. Week number 10 is the VPSA acquisition strategy. It's community involvement, doing the game board, social networking, and converting difficult prospects into clients, the 90-day free look. And we have covered a lot of this. I'd like you to go back and review that. And what I'd like to do on the next call is I'd like to cover the VPSA script and just have you dialogue that script with me on the next call, the referral script, okay? And if you read it, that's okay. I want you to begin to get comfortable with the dialogue and the exchange, because you'll use that in your mastermind group. You'll use it with COIs. You know, you'll use it when you are sitting down having reviews for clients, okay? And we'll cover community involvement and the social networking. So I'm going to make a note to send you my thoughts and ideas on social networking, on how to use LinkedIn. Are you on LinkedIn right now? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to cover how to use social networking. I want to review the VPSA referral script. And I want to cover the remaining elements of this 96-4-2-2-1 model. And again, I want to impress upon you, while we're going to be aware of how to use all those techniques and tactics, we're not going to just, you know, use them all at the same time. We're going to stage some of these things in over a period of time. It may take you years to be using all of them. You might stick with three, and that's all you need to do, because you're going to be laden with prospects within the next, 2 to 3 months. Okay. Now, let me stop there and figure out what you think you understood in this session, and any questions that you may have. So, Peyton Ford, you want to get started?
I'm good to go. Everything's pretty clear to me.
Okay.
Harder for me to start a mastermind group on my own because of, you know, my age, and I don't really know any people like that in Greenville, at least that close that I could. I mean, I know some like realtors and accountants that are my age, but they're in no position to hand me referrals, just like I'm not in a position to hand them referrals.
Okay. How many clients do you have right now?
As a whole or just my, I can give them referrals more than they can give me, but what would I get out of that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, if they got a shingle out there and they're paying rent, you know, they got some clients, and, you know, they might want to establish an exclusive relationship with you. But work the enthusiastically endorsed model to begin to uncover who your clients know.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, so, you know, they're going to throw out some names of some CPAs. And if some of the names are consistent that keep coming up, then you're going to pick up the phone and you're going to make that call, or you're going to have one of your clients make a personal introduction to that CPA. Okay. And the same thing if, the name of an attorney keeps popping up. So that's how you do it. Okay. And you set your targets and your minimums and you educate them on the type of, you know, clients that you're looking for. And if anybody fails to reciprocate, you got to have the heart to heart talk and say, you know, I'm sending names your way and I've noticed that, you know, you seem to be struggling making a personal introduction. Let's talk about that. And maybe you have to help them with the personal introductions process. You know, it's like when somebody grows up in a town, they know a lot of people, but they may not be clients, but they know somebody that might be willing to talk to you and can make an introduction. Okay. So don't discount that possibility. Okay. All right. Mr. Payton, Johnny, what are you thinking here? You need to get you a little closer to the mic.
Reminds me of a relationship I had with a gentleman that's in the auto industry. And this is two generations old for this group. There are 20 of them in there.
Okay.
But they get together often, talk monthly, but once a year they sit, look at each other, discuss things. And, you know, I didn't quite catch the benefit of that until this COVID-19 shows up.
Right.
And they all didn't know what to do. And a few of them had some ideas, but that's kind of where your mastermind group for us is.
Right.
You know, when the next crisis comes, there's four tight relationships there that we can discuss. And although we're in different tight businesses, it would pull us together to keep us focused. That's what I get out of this. You know, I think Exactly. Moving forward is going to strengthen that.
Exactly. And you know, Warren Buffett has a mastermind group. You know, Warren.
I think you're in it, Curtis.
I would like love to be in his mastermind group. But so you know, I've actually started one, and I've got 13 members in my mastermind group. So, and one of the things that they do is they refer clients to me. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how that works. But yeah, you know, that's an interesting thing that you can work. Any takeaways for you, Lisa?
Not really. I think that, I'm excited for us to get up to Greenville and kind of build on some of these, groups that I think that are going to be great for us and for Payton, especially to kind of bring in that next gen, for us. You know, we need to, reach out to that, younger level of client. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Our daughter, that is, Payton's age, Katie, she works with the March of Dimes. So she's a fundraiser and she calls, well, COVID has kind of put a squealing halt on a lot of the personal events, but she will call weekly and pick our brain on what business in her area could she go call on somebody. So we're going to have her in our mastermind group, I think, because she has already made a lot of connects with the companies up in that area that we're moving to. So
okay.
I think that's a perfect
idea. That's great.
Yeah.
I actually tried to steal her away.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm second fiddle. They wanted her first. So.
Okay.
But anyway, she's got a heartbeat for this, nonprofit, for the March of Dimes that she works with, but she has made a lot of good contacts with, companies in the area, that we're moving into. And I think, there's some pretty deep pockets in some of the circles that she's traveled that she wants us to, you know, help her with. I think in turn, it'll help us get our name out there as well.
Absolutely. So as you can see, what we've been doing now is it was like segmentation, getting organized, learning some delegation of duties and responsibilities, looking at your efforts from a tactical standpoint, you know, to now implementing the service model and now growing the practice. That's where we're at. And we keep cycling through those thoughts. And when you bring up ideas like that in the team environment, you know, that's terrific. Those are certainly some ideas that the team can tackle. So, you know, well done. You all are doing good. You're absorbing everything. You're learning, you know, in a great way. And if there's anything that you need from me, just feel free to say so.
I do have a question, Curtis. So yeah. When you're explaining, like when we call the client, do we use the Supernova name, or typically do your groups that you work with explain it using that name? We call it Supernova, but then when we started calling clients, we're explaining our enhanced service model. What do you think about that?
I think that you all are establishing your brand. I want you to brand yourselves, not Supernova.
Okay.
So it's the Payden enhanced concierge model or enhanced model. You can mention that you had worked with a consultant for a period of time to make some of the changes in our practice to deliver, you know, optimum service, you know, to our clients, which brings us to the point we are now and why we're organized. And so I would certainly do it that way.
Okay. That's what we have not used the name of it, but amongst ourselves we do.
Yeah, I like calling it your enhanced concierge model. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a good name to attach to it. So very good. Okay. Anything else before we close? All right. You all are doing well. Have a great rest of the week. Let me know if there's anything on your mind. I've got two things that I'm asking you to do. And that is, I need to send that social networking script to you, and then have you role play the VIPSA referral model with me on our next call, and we'll go through the next agenda. Okay.
Sounds good.
All righty. You all take care.
See y'all.
Bye.
You too.
All righty.
Take care.
Bye.